This is Living the RV Dream, episode number 51 for Friday, April 6, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, and welcome to another edition of the podcast, Living the RV Dream. And we are living the RV dream for sure. Happy Friday to all of you weekend warriors. Spring is here, and yeah, what are you doing home? Just hitch that trailer or that toad and hit the road. You know, at least I was tempted to go actually this weekend on a whim. Just go down to Homestead or maybe up to South Bay, but I have some things to do here in the house, so that might not be possible. I was just thinking of just hitching up today, Friday afternoon, and just going somewhere nearby. I mean, it's 80 degrees out there here in South Florida. But anyways, this was actually a pretty eventful week, if you will. It was on Tuesday, after a week of delays, I got to hang out with Chris and Cherie of Technomadia, and also Mobile Internet Resources Center. And they're like the experts in mobile internet for RVers or boaters as well, since they are now in their boating stage, I guess. You know, they bought a boat last year, and the idea is they're gonna spend half the time in their converted vintage bus and half the time in their boat, which is a very nice Bayliner. And they're gonna do the great loop, you know, that goes up the intercoastal and then it goes up into the Great Lakes and down the Mississippi. I don't know exactly how it goes, but it sounds super exciting. And of course, they got delayed by Hurricane Irma. Their boat barely survived. I mean, miraculously survived down in Marathon. And now they're finally beginning the great loop. And they needed a translator because their mechanic spoke very little English, and they spoke even less Spanish. So I volunteered my services, and I also got a great video of the Miami River. We cruised down the Miami River into the bay. They did the sea trial, you know, sea test, whatever it's called, you know, to make sure that the boat is, you know, seaworthy. And then they dropped us off in downtown, took an Uber home. But that was very cool because, the view from the river, if you've never done it, is a different view of the city. Completely, because the Miami River is not like many rivers, like you have like a river walk that you can walk on the riverfront or throughout the river. Miami doesn't have that. It has a little bit in the downtown area, but then it's mostly private properties and marinas, and some very kind of unattractive industrial areas. But it was very cool. It was very nice to see my city from that perspective, and even cooler to actually meet Chris and Cherie. They're very, very nice people and very knowledgeable. I got to pick their brain a little bit about mobile internet in the RV, since I've had some issues, like all of us, trying to get Wi-Fi out there and all that. So that was my week, pretty much. And the rest of the week I've been editing videos because I wanna work ahead, because I have a couple of trips. I'm planning three trips at the same time, and one of them is probably gonna happen next week. The week after, we'll probably depart around Tuesday the 17th or around that date. My mom and I we're driving up to Louisville, Kentucky. So if on the way there, we're probably gonna make a beeline, you know, make it in 3 or 4 days. So we're not gonna stop many places. But on the way back, we might stop a couple of times and see some attractions along the way. And if you're anywhere in that area in between Miami and Louisville, which is a very large area, hit me up, send me an email, and if you want to meet up or if you have any recommendations or anything like that. I think we're gonna do Miami, Valdosta, Atlanta, and then Chattanooga, Nashville, Louisville. And on the way back, I might take the route a little further east and come down through what's the name? Is Lexington, Knoxville? You know, across the Smoky Mountains down there, and then eventually, you know, turn back into I-75 at some point on the road. I don't know exactly yet. You know, the best part about traveling with an RV is that your plans don't have to be as set in stone as when you have to like make hotel reservations and all that stuff. You know, then you are more tied to your original schedule. So I'm not making any reservations yet. We will just take it as we go along. Now, we've got some mail. Actually, I've got quite a bit of mail. And this one is from Tony Bowles. And he goes, I just heard you are planning another trip to Kentucky. Don't forget the Cumberland Falls, just outside Corbin, Kentucky, of I-75. And if you would like a free place to camp while in Macon, Georgia, drop us a line. We have plenty of room, water, hookup, and black water dump sites. See you on the road. And I really, really do appreciate it, Tony Bowles. I appreciate your recommendation for Cumberland Falls. I'm gonna definitely add that to the plan for the way back, because that's more like on the way from on I-75 from Lexington going south. In Corbin, Kentucky, of course, that's where the original Kentucky Fried Chicken location is, Sanders Cafe. But I mean, it's nothing to write home about. It's just a regular KFC with a little museum and like a recreation of the original kitchen. So I might take my mom there, but I don't know yet. And then if on the way north, we are not planning on stopping on Macon, Georgia, but maybe on the way back. So I'll drop you a line definitely if we decide to do that, and I do appreciate it. Now from Jess, my wife and I have enjoyed your Driving to the West videos a lot. Question, do you think a six-cylinder Dodge Grand Caravan would work towing a trailer like yours? I think this is the size we want to buy. Happy trails to you. And I answered to him because this is a very touchy subject, your towing capacity. And I was looking up online, and the towing capacity of that Dodge Grand Caravan seems to be 1,500, which is really, really low. I mean, you can maybe tow a teardrop with that, but nothing much bigger than that. My Sorento can tow 3,500 pounds, and I have a 500-pound tongue weight, and that should be the bare minimum. And I mean, bare minimum, if you want to tow something like the RV that I have, which is 3,000 dry, and bare minimum. I mean, you have to modify the way you drive. It's not trivial. I'm only doing it because I don't want to invest in a new truck until I know exactly what I'm going to do in the future, and I don't want to get into debt basically. So I would get, actually, if you want to tow a micro mini like mine, I would get something that can tow at least 5,000. There's a Ford Explorer model that can do it, and an Expedition that can do it too, or just get an F-150 or comparable, you know, Silverado, a truck that can tow 5,000, 7,500 or something like that. That would be ideal, because then you're going to have no trouble braking or no trouble in the mountains. And anyways, do as I say, not as I do. I have another one here from Ted Moore from Akron, Ohio. Congratulations on all the great contents since taking over the Huggins, Robert. You are a unique voice in the RV YouTube podcast landscape. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. When I took over from John Huggins, I knew those were very, very big shoes to fill, and I'm doing a totally different podcast from what he did. He did a lot more interviews, a lot more how-tos, a lot more, and he is the authority when it comes to that type of information and safety and all that. And actually, I do recommend that if you want to know anything pretty much there is to be known about RVs, go to livingthervdream.com, which is his blog and his website, and is updated. And he also has the book, the definitive book on this, and it's called So You Want to Be an RVer. It's on Amazon. Get it. That was one of the first books that I read when, like 6 or 7 years ago, when I was doing my research, that's one of the books that I read. I did a lot of research before I bought the RV, and the RV, the ad was almost like an impulse buy, something that he recommends not doing it, but you know how it is. I also read A Long, Long Honeymoon by Loloho. That's their YouTube channel as well. But definitely, if you want to learn about RVing, so you want to be an RVer, and they also have So You Want to Be a Work Camper, if you want to. And it's fairly updated, because it hasn't changed all that much since he wrote that book. And he also has How to Survive an RV Show. Those three books are must reads if you want to introduce yourself to the RV world. Now I have something here from Brandon. Is it? Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for the newsletter. I have been wondering, have you ever stayed at Ocean Lakes Campground in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? If not, would you be interested in a mega park that big? Anyway, stay safe on the road. Thanks again, Brandon. And I answered him. To me, a large campground like that one seems a bit much. I prefer, state parks, something smaller. But if I would get there, I wouldn't really mind it that much if I could get a site close to the beach. I love beachfront camping. And, and the ultimate place for that is Destin, Florida. It's super expensive, but you're right there on that white sand, and it's like dust. And you're right there on the water. Honorable mention also, definitely Red Coconut RV Park, which is in Fort Myer Beach. And I do believe I have a voicemail this week. So let's play that.
Riding in my RV. Riding in my RV. Riding in my RV.
Well, there you go. Now we have I'm gonna try to, I'm gonna try to match that up to my background music. See if it matches up. That will make a great remix. Anyways, I didn't really have a destination of the week, but I don't think I've ever talked about Mammoth Cave National Park. And since I'm going to Kentucky, someone was actually mentioning that as well. And that's one great national park where you can go to. They have a campground. It's not very expensive. And it is primitive. And there's no cell phone signal. There's a very weak Wi-Fi if you really want to stay connected to the outside world. But the campground is very close to the park office, and from there you can buy tickets to several tours of the caves. And Mammoth Cave is, according to them, is the largest cave system in the world. In fact, they haven't even explored the whole thing yet. They don't really know how large it is. But I took the Domes and Dripstones tour, and that was very, very nice. It was magnificent. First of all, you enter through a new entrance that was blasted. Someone blasted it. Some years back, but still, it's not the original entrance to the caves. And then you go back this shaft. It's like a mine shaft almost with these stairs. It feels like you're going into the center of the earth, and it's very wet, this part of the cave. And then you go through different types of caves system. Some parts, they even seem artificial. I mean, they're not, but it's like flat floors and flat roofs, and they explain to you what the reason for that is. And then at the end, it's my type of cave. It's this beautiful cave with stalactites and stalagmites, and I think there's one of the rock formations is called the Frozen Waterfall or something like that. I'm talking out of memory right now, so if I'm I'll put a link to that to my video, so you guys can watch it and decide whether you want to visit this. But I thought it was a great national park. It's in Kentucky. I'd say it's about halfway between Nashville and Louisville. You know, it's that's more or less the way it felt. Anyways, now I have a couple of news items here and a couple of recalls. Newmar Corporation is recalling over 2,000 RVs because of the power steering. The Ventanas, Dodge Star, Mountaineer, built on the Freightliner XBR with the Cummins engines. A lot of them are you know, 2,000, over 2,000 are having a recall in the power steering. And then Keystone is recalling 977 2018 Passport travel trailers. Something about the spare tire might fall off. So if you have one of those, check with Keystone and see if you need to get that replaced. And now for the tip of the week. And this is a tip for the very, very beginners. If you've been towing a trailer, you know this already. But for those of us who at the beginning had a very hard time backing up the trailer, I have a trick for you. And you know, it goes the opposite direction to where you want it to go when you're backing up. So if you want the trailer to go to the left-hand side, just look at the bottom of your steering wheel and just, you know, turn the bottom of your steering wheel to the left, which will in fact make it turn clockwise. But you're tricking yourself. So if you want your RV to go to the left, just move the bottom of the steering wheel to the left. If you want to go to the right or the passenger side, you know, just do it the opposite direction. And this is very lame. It's very simple, but you'd be surprised how much it helps to trick your mind like that, just looking at the bottom of the steering wheel. Now, for our last segment about Nomad News, the news of what's clogging the tubes in the YouTube world, our friends Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing, they spent some time hanging out with the Mortons. They helped in the repairs of the vintage Airstream that Kyle and Olivia are rebuilding basically almost from scratch. And they were hanging out in Alabama. They ate veggie po' boys and they went on the amphibian duck tour. That sounded like a lot of fun. Next time I pass by Mobile, Alabama, I'm definitely going to stop for a couple of hours and explore the city. Now, Mike, Living Free, who I actually interviewed him some months back. He got a new RV, well, new to him, a larger Class C, like a 30-footer. And maybe girlfriend Margot will join soon. Who knows? Joe and Kate Russo are looking for an even smaller camper van. I don't know. But anyways, Brian Adventure Van Man teaches us how to make a wooden spoon by hand. And more like a serving spoon. It was pretty big, but it was pretty cool tutorial video, if you will. And Eric, Nomadic Fanatic, is on the loneliest road. Not so lonely himself. And hopefully they'll get to see something interesting at some point, because to be honest, so far, there's not a whole lot to see. And that's the gossip segment, the Nomad News here in Living the RV Dream. And as a conclusion, just keep in mind, I'm taking pre-orders for my new CD with all the new songs and a compilation of, I mean, the whole 80 minutes of CD are filled up with my music, the new stuff, and then a compilation of some of the old stuff and some stuff that wasn't in the previous CD. I'm taking pre-orders right now. Just go to freeinmyrv.com or just go to travelingrubber.com/stickers, same address, and you can order it there. And the CDs, according to the company that is manufacturing them, they're going to arrive on April 16. And as soon as they arrive, I'm going to ship them all, because on the next day, I'm driving to Kentucky. Well, I'm driving at least to Macon. No, not Macon. What's the by the border with Florida? Valdosta. At least to Valdosta. There's a Harvest Host there that I'm probably going to overnight there. But that's all I'm plugging today. Follow me on social media, Traveling Robert. And until next week, thank you so much for listening. Happy Friday. See you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle.